Master Tavern Keeper's History of the Old World.
Yeah, so, Master Tavern Keeper, the Black Orcs are the creations of the Chaos Dwarfs of the Darklands, then. I could never have even contemplated that such a thing was possible, if I am being perfectly honest.
Ah, indeed. You and most people, I'd wager. But anyway, now you know. But I do think it is time that we got back to Strolvar's.
Ok. Now, Septimus, just rein your pony in there for a crow the cock. What about your uncle? You said that he found the dwarf scroll describing the origins of the Black Orcs as he was preparing to head off to this Ostermark place to actually battle some Black Orcs. What happened there, then?
Oh, you want to hear about that, then, do you? Well, I suppose another little tangent would not hurt. Travelling to Essen in the year 1506. Back in the early years of the century, before I was even a glimmer in my father's eye, his elder brother, my uncle, Dieter von Torlichelm, and the other Knight Panther under his command, set off from Karoburg with the thawing of that year's snows. They numbered but six, but do not think it too few, for each knight was a member of the inner circle of the Order.
Och, so what's that mean, then?
What? Do you not know, Master Alchemist? The inner circle.
Och, if I knew, would I be asking? Don't forget, I'm from Albion. I don't know anything about your silly empire.
Silly? I think I shall overlook that silly comment, Master Alchemist. But, if you do not know, you do not know. It is quite simple, though. The inner circle of each and every order of knights are those who have put themselves through the harshest of tests. They are the very best of the best.
Indeed, my dear noble knight. And if you don't mind, I might just interject here before you two get into fisticuffs once more. It's quite simple, you see. Each of the knightly orders have a very strict hierarchy. And at the top of this pyramid are the knights of the inner circle. The elite of the warrior brotherhood. Celebrated veterans, one and all, each having accomplished mighty feats of arms and slain many foes on many battlefields.
Och, so kind of like the Knights of Harkness in the tragedy of Macduff, then.
Ah, exactly. Anyway, as to my own uncle and his knights, well, although their numbers could be seen as few, paltry even, I guarantee that each was worth many, many men. It is also worth stating that Essen is a backwater, a tiny rural enclave whose population can't be 100. Such esteemed warriors as the Knights Panther heading to the aid of such a place is all but unheard of. There are bigger fish to fry within and without the Empire, and the attention of capable warriors is ever drawn this way and that. The Margrave of Essen, no doubt, counted himself very lucky to have such a friend as my uncle come to his aid.
Oh, I had not realized that there were so few people there in Essen, what with its famous reputation as the most haunted place in the Empire and all. I'd imagined it was a bustling metropolis.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is sparsely populated, though, I'm afraid. But its infamous hauntings may well be half the reason for its empty streets and vacant cottages. Ghosts, apparitions, spirits and spectres do truly haunt her streets, alleys and houses, you see, as well as the surrounding woods. Essen's reputation as an abode of the dead is well deserved. And thus, to the sane, living in such a place is far from desirable. Only the most entrenched, well-to-do, and enfranchised tend to remain. Many of the young ones move out to the growing nearby town, soon to be a city perhaps, of Mordheim. And some even travel further afield than that. Anyway, it is not ghosts that concern us here, at least not yet. It is the Black Orc. Let us get on with our tale. After leaving Altdorf, the Sextet journeyed along the riverside of the Reich until they reached where it was joined by the River Stör, under the cliffs of the Freistad of Kemperbad, which they then followed east until this eventually brought them to Essen, much the worse for wear. It had been an eventful journey. They had crossed blades with a gang of outlaws in the forest south of Altdorf, fought a giant on a ford north of the village of Wurlitz, and battled a sinister mob of smugglers belonging to the infamous Tylian Belladonna gang, who were transporting a large stolen shipment of Kemperbad's renowned brandy towards the south.
Hans, do you see the caravan up ahead?
Yes, Dieter. Do you think it's the Belladonnas coming from Kemperbad?
Ah, no. That would be unfortunate for them. Let's find out. Knights, follow my lead. Mark their apparel. They are Tylians, if ever I saw one. These must be the villains that the merchant told us about, escorting that rickety dray. Knights, charge! Let not a single Southman survive. Charge!
And so, this criminal act of thievery was bloodily thwarted by my uncle and his knights. And, upon returning the not insubstantial wares to the wealthy merchant, they were rewarded with great hospitality, provisions, and of course, brandy. The journey east up the River Stör was quieter, with them quickly journeying along the southern edge of Talabek land, stopping briefly in Unterbaum on the River Narn, then crossing it, and, after a trudge through the riverside forest and seeing off some beastmen, they forded the River Kolpin, before staying in Wellerborn for a few nights to recuperate. The next part of their journey saw them pass through Missen, Gosterhof, and ending in Ragenhof. From here they hired a local woodsman to get them through the forest to Hermsdorf, a relatively fine town set on a cliff, overlooking the Wurtbad Valley. My uncle had wanted to pay his respects to the local ruler, Baron von Zutten, an older university friend, but the Baron was away, carousing in Wurtbad, the capital of the province of Stirland, to the south, Cedric. So they contented themselves with a bit of carousing of their own with the local bailiff who ran things on behalf of the Baron. I forget his name, but I recall my uncle saying he was a fine administrator, but a far better drinker. Anyway, next they journeyed to Osinor, then to Gersdorf, and on to the East Road, stopping at the fishing town of Krugenheim. Here they were able to secure a few large boats to take them down the Stör, past Mordheim, to Essen, to find the village much changed, and not for the better. For the moment, though, the knights contented themselves that they had at last arrived. And now, the real fighting against an enemy that would truly test their mettle could begin.
Minun kultani kaunis on, vaikka on kaittaloinen. Minun kultani kaunis on, vaikka on kaittaloinen. Hai, luulia illalla, vaikka on kaittaloinen. Hai, luulia illalla, vaikka on kaittaloinen. Siniset silmät sille on, vaikka on kieranlaiset. Siniset silmät sille on, vaikka on kieranlaiset. Hai luulia illalla, vaikka on kieranlaiset. Hai luulia illalla, vaikka on kieranlaiset. Suu on sille suppukaa, vaikka on toista siltä. Suu on sille suppukaa, vaikka on toista siltä. Hai luulia illalla, vaikka on toista siltä. Hai luulia illalla, vaikka on toista siltä. En minä hette hämmästy, vaikka olen pieni poika. En minä hette hämmästy, vaikka olen pieni poika. Hai luulia illalla, vaikka olen pieni poika. Hai luulia illalla, vaikka olen pieni poika.